This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming double bill play called Are You Game, Saudara? Is a collaboration between the Five Arts Centre in Malaysia and Centre 42 in Singapore. The show is a contemporary response to Malaysian playwright Liao Puitin's play Three Children, which was written in 1988. The production is on from the 1st to the 3rd of March at Kota at Five Arts Centre. And joining me today are the two directors of the show, Faishali Fazli, who is Malaysian, and Soltari Amin Farid, who is from Singapore and is the joint artistic director of Bumi Collective. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Hello.
So maybe we can sort of set the stage by both of you telling us how this double bill came to be.
Mm-hmm. You gonna start, I mean?
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that it was a Five Arts Centre and Centre 42 arrangement and initiative. And it's through there we were commissioned, we are the commissioned artists, and we were asked to do this contemporary response to Three Children. We took the text and we see what we can do with it. And for my work, I would say it's a multidisciplinary theatrical performance. Yeah. How about yours, Sushan?
Mine was is a play like theatrical. So the first initial thought, I want to make a game. But then I think it was a bad idea and turn it into like something more interactive performance. So audience will be invited to sometime join in the performance.
For those of us who may not know, what is Three Children about?
It's written by Liu Putin, talking about, from my understanding, talking about Chinese community in Malaysia. And I think it's very post-colonial text talking about searching a new identity, what is meant to be a Chinese in Malaysia at that time, and about memory, about living. You know, you need to go forward in this new land in searching for something, because in the text it's always searching for something, but we don't know what they are really searching for. But it's something which cannot be defined like only one word. It's not really identity, making new identity, but also searching for a new meaning from the past and also present time in Malaysia at that time, and also now. And how we define, I think, the memory. The memory, is it something really in the past, like 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 100 years ago? It could be like 2 hours ago. It's the memory. It's really talk about that. But it's a performed and written in a very dreamlike sequence. So we need to figure out what is really how to arrange and the story lah.
I would say that there were three main characters and a narrator, right? And it's about these three siblings recalling their own childhood in Kapan Road, which is in Malacca, and the sort of the songs and experiences they had with their own grandmother. So these are some of the memories that they had, and they were reliving. And in that story itself, you'll also have them recalling some of the games that they play, you know, and the songs that they sing. So one of it is Ride, Ride, Ride. So you hear this. This is a very iconic moment. It's repeated a few times in the text. And for my piece in Saudara, we actually use Ride, Ride, Ride. But we are playing a different game. So we're playing, you know, how we play Pepsi Cola 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. I used to call it ice cream soda.
So we play that game, but with Ride, Ride, Ride. And see how that and what happens from there. The text had a lot of iconic moments, which I personally felt that I needed to take and replicate or manifest it in my own way.
Yeah. Mm.
So yours is Are You Game?
Yes.
And yours is Saudara. Yes. And for those who you know, because it's radio and you can't read it, it's actually Saudara with Dara in brackets.
Yes.
What are sort of the stories or the, you know, the themes that you're exploring in each of your shows? Vaishali, maybe you can go first.
Yeah, when I first read Three Children, I never watched any of the recording and the performance. When I first read it, I felt like this script is very can capture the playfulness of the three kids playing main pondok pondo, you know, acting out something. I want to have that in my play, the playfulness. But again, when I read it, it's not just about that. It's talking about memory and identity. So I'm responding to the theme and try to bring and how I can talk and discuss these two theme idea in this response work. There's a scene I remember is very strong for me when the in the original production. In the script, the grandmother gave a picture of his family to the kids. And I think that was very, very monumental scene that I think is quite strong for me.
Mm.
So I'm going to try to keep that and see how my understanding towards memory and identity and how actually memory shape our identity. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And what about Saudara?
Saudara, I can get quite emotional talking about it. Because when I first read Three Children, the scene that best spoke to me was the scene about the mother having to give away her baby because she needed to live. She has had many other children and she had got an ang bao of $5.
Mm.
And that was very interesting for me and also for my collaborators. And also because I wanted to look into the experiences of women, in particular, I got four female artists from different disciplines to work together with me in this piece. And, you know, it just so happened that they are Malay, and we are a minority in Singapore. So our experiences as Malay Muslim, and for them, women, artists, I feel that this is a voice that needs to be heard.
Mm.
So from there, we devise it in a way where we hear some of their own experiences living Malay Muslim women and also as artists in Singapore. So and that's the reason why Dara has a parenthesis.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is about them in a sense.
Mm. What's interesting about this double bill and the fact that you're responding to the play is that both of you are coming at it from perspectives that are actually very different in many ways, mm-hmm. right? For one, as you said earlier, Faishali, the play is about a Chinese family and then it's set at a different time.
Yeah.
And it's about people who are very different from us now, mm-hmm. very different from the both of you as well. So how do these differences and your different perspective shape the way you've responded to the play?
I would say that my experience as a minority person,
mm-hmm.
Of somebody of a minority race in Singapore, while reading this, I kind of felt I find it very, very relatable, especially since, you know, it's about a Chinese community living in Malaysia. So I wanted to also bring out that experience of the minority. And I think their life, while reading it, I find it so, it brings me back to moments and times when I had fun playing with my own childhood mates. And because, you know, we live in rumah bangsa or flat house, in flats, so you know, we were recalling some of the games that we would play when we would, you know, run from the first story to the tenth and just, you know, search for our friends and you know, we make use of the whole building, and these are moments which we recall with my collaborators, you know, the games that we play. So our unique experiences, we felt that it was very relatable as well to when we consider the text as well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. For me, the most important thing that I ask myself is, how can I archive this display in a performative way? Because I archive her work with my arts memory project. It's a archive website that, you know, archive everything, theater and arts related. And that, because I ask myself like very hard question, I found myself trapped in a very hard situation. Mm. But then we discussed it with our collaborators, and first, like I said, I want to create a game, and then it turned out the game itself, we just share our playfulness among us, among the players, but not with the audience. I think how can I share the same experience? So we change a little bit the format, the structure of the performance, so that audience also can enjoy this performance. And because the text, the original text, talk a lot about anything, about poverty, and coming from like majority Malay Muslim men, like, yeah. So I look at this play, I need my actors to jump in to put their story as well as their living. So one of the actors is from Sarawak, and Bidayuh mixed Chinese. It's a very interesting story from her. So where do she position herself in this contemporary Malaysia? And also, like one of the actor is quarter Chinese, quarter Indian, quarter Malay, and quarter Java. So, you know, that, yeah, so a lot of things happen. And also, when doing this play, I think not we just ask ourselves about the identity of the text, of the character in that play, but also we're creating, what is the identity of this performance, and what makes what memory that we take in creating this production that can shape the identity, the form, the structure of this performance. So it's kind of like many memory from our rehearsal, from our discussion, also will be put in the production. So it's kind of like collage thing. Yeah.
Mm. Archive and collage. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. If I can say a little bit about my collaborators as well. So there are four very empowered young Malay Muslim women who are artists in their own right. So I have Suriana, who is a traditional Malay singer, and also, you know, she's involved in what we call Malay theatre. So we still have vernacular theatre in Singapore. And you have Shafika Adha. She is a brilliant composer, trained in classical and also traditional music, and she'll be the person playing the accordion. And you have and I have Farah, who is a traditional Malay dancer from Dian Dancers. That's another group that I co-founded, which is we focus a lot on traditional Malay dance. And also we have Lin Hanis, who is trained in contemporary dance and many other Indonesian dance forms. Mm. So these are my four collaborators who, you know, in their own way bring in their experience and their expertise and their desire to also they want to be represented and they want their voices to be heard. So I'm very happy to be working with this four. I believe so much potential that it will change the scene in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the development process, I mean, I know that the idea is a collaborative sort of idea, mm-hmm. but were each of your productions developed sort of collaboratively? Was there communication between the both of you, or were they developed, you know, on their own, and then now they're coming together?
I think when I know about this project, and then Jun said, okay, Amin would be the one who gonna direct for Singapore side. And when we met, we discussed, Amin told me about how he can respond, and then I also watched some of the clips that he sent me, and how he respond. And I said, it's very interesting because he's a dance person responds in because I always look at performance as in a very theatrical view, and to see how Amin respond to it, and I think this is very interesting. But I try to challenge myself. That's why, okay, I'm a theatre person. I don't want to create theatre. That's why the first initial thought, game is my main objective. And, you know, it's going to like slide into different structure and form now. But I think it's the first discussion. It's very important how it actually shaped my thinking process.
Me and Fishali and I, we have had a few discussions because, you know, there were times when he was in Singapore presenting his own work as well. And from that discussion, I enjoyed very much that he is someone who focuses a lot on the playing. And that was something which, you know, though I'd also do, but I never think about, was that something that I do, and I wasn't really thinking of putting it into the work itself. So when he talked about games and how he was going to make an interactive play, and I thought, I think I should challenge myself too, and how. Because there were times when I really felt that the work was really, you know, very disengaged from the audience. So from that discussion, and also watching some of his clips as well, it has really helped me to see what else I can do. So we didn't really work collaboratively in a sense. We were working on our own, but I think we have had a few discussions together, and we were very happy to share our experiences and the sort of things that we're trying to do. And it's that sense of openness that we have towards each other that I think in a way has influenced each other's work.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think an audience will get from watching these two stagings, basically responding to the same material, but coming from, you know, a Singaporean arts maker and a Malaysian arts maker?
I think, I don't know, probably I hope that for those young, never watch or read Three Children, they will find the original text and, you know, try to find more answer in the original text. That's my main, maybe personal goal, to just, you know, to see, okay, why Fashali do this? Probably this has been said, or maybe there's something discussed in the original text, or maybe gonna go deeper, trying to find what is all about this three plays then now. Three Children, like Saudara and Ayu Game. Now it's become like three plays. You know,
I would say that I would want the audience to see how we brought the archive back to life.
You know? Yes.
And seeing how it has, and now it's presented in a whole new manifestation. I think, you know, we have a lot of plays that we can be proud of, that is iconic for the two countries, and bringing it back to life and see what more we can do with it. I think that's something that I hope they would see. And also at the same time, I'm also eager for them to, like what Fashali said, you know, go and get the text as well and see what more can happen. Because for Saudara, you know, for both plays, we are also trying to see how a text that was written 30 years ago can bring out new things and new discussions, new discourse that can still be as relevant today.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Fashali Fazli and Soltari Amin Farid, who is the joint artistic director of Bumi Collective in Singapore. They're both directing a double bill production called Are You Game Saudara, which is a collaboration between the Five Arts Centre in Malaysia and Centre 42 in Singapore. The show is on from the 1st to the 3rd of March at Kota at Five Arts Centre. Entry is by a donation of 40 ringgit. And for more information, you can visit fiveartscentre.org. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.